Devil, I heard you weren't well. You had a fall, you poor devil. Are you all right?
Marty, I was playing football, so I have to retire. I'm not going to make it for Man United.
I shall let them know immediately. Ole Gunnar Solskjaer will be gutted.
Oh, good.
But that's what happens when you're playing football with young fellas.
Yeah, I just slipped and, I pulled some... I thought I'd broken two ribs, but I had an x-ray and I pulled a few muscles, so it's very sore to be
tripped. Poor fella.
Oh, so annoying.
I know.
In a week's time, you know, I could be back, but it's slow now. This is the second week of it now, to be truthful to you.
Yeah, you poor fella. Well, you don't want to talk about food then, no? You want to talk about... Well, listen, didn't I go for the curry chicken melt?
Well?
Oh, japers tonight.
Good.
And they loved it. They absolutely loved it. And just between the sweet chilli sauce and the curry spice, jeepers, you're a marvel. Could you move in with us, maybe? But it was just great. It was just great. We loved it. Thanks a million. You're great.
We had some fun. And I saw the chocolate mousse.
Yeah,
it
didn't turn out the way you do it, but it turned out, taste wise, it was lovely. But I did the best I could with it. And Butler sent me the chocolate. It was lovely.
Beautiful.
It was great.
And Butler's are a great brand and a great product, and you know it looked lovely. I have to say, yeah.
Very true. Well, I'll be sporting your navy apron next time I'm there. I have the grey one now. I'll be sporting the navy one. The grey one's in the wash because I destroyed it. But anyway, so listen, thank you for my lovely curry chicken.
You're welcome, my friend.
So what have you got for me today?
Well, I have two recipes. One that I think is suitable for the beautiful weather we're having at the minute. And you know what I'm thinking? I was just, chatting to your team before I came on. We should be in bloom.
You're so right. It's so different and odd. The bloom is gone from us as well for this year. Well, please God, it'll come back.
It will.
But anyway, so what are you thinking about the summer days?
So I'm thinking of it's a nice prawn and chorizo and garlic. It's really simple. I made it last week for my family, and I want to share it with your listeners.
Nice one.
So you get some really nice prawns. I'm using some tiger prawns, but of course you can use the lovely Dublin Bay, the langoustines they're called. Get them out of the shell, get the vein removed, okay?
Get them to do that for you.
That's exactly what they'll do. Your fishmonger will do that. Yeah. In a pan, a little bit, well, actually, lots of olive oil, and then you put one red onion sliced, a couple of cloves of garlic. I sliced mine, which you can crush them. And then into that, I like chorizo, and Simply Better do a really nice one. So I've sliced it, cooked it in the pan with the oil, with the garlic, and with the onion. And then into that, I put in about half a teaspoonful of smoked paprika. Throw in your prawns, half a zest of some lemon and some juice. Cherry tomatoes. I seem to be talking about cherry tomatoes every week.
We both love them.
I think of you when I think of a cherry tomato because you love them so much.
Well, I eat half them before I put them into anything.
I know. You told me that there a few weeks ago. And I just think, wow, they're just delicious.
They really are.
And remember, they can be grown in Ireland, and that's important.
That's
because
true.
Because they all have the Portia logo. So that goes into the pan. You have that done literally from start to finish, no joke, in 10 minutes, genuinely now. And then a little bit of toasted bread. I use ciabatta bread. You can use wheaten bread, whatever kind of bread. And that's it. You can serve it with salad. I just had it with the bread, and it's absolutely delicious.
Does this sound like something I could have a go at?
I absolutely know. You see, when I'm doing my recipes, and now I think, okay, Marty comes first, then the listeners.
Don't say that. But again, a reminder: you go to your craft butcher. You have to make sure that they deal with the prawns before you get them.
Yeah, your fishmonger, your fish counter, wherever you get that, they'll prepare the prawns. You can get, like, Simply Better do the black, they're called warm water black tiger prawns. Now, if we you can use them, and I use them, they're lovely. They're a little bit I wouldn't say firm to the bite. They're not soft like the langoustines, the Dublin Bay prawns.
Yeah.
They're beautiful, and they're Irish, and that's really important.
Right.
So this is kind of like a Spanish recipe. And it's really delicious. A little bit of smoked paprika. It's not spicy. You can throw in chili. I didn't. My twins love this. Genuinely, Marty. It's a dish I hadn't cooked in a while. I said, God, I'm going to share this with Marty because I think
it's lovely. It sounds lovely. And a small glass of Rioja, maybe.
I love you.
Would you?
You're the best.
Oh, that's lovely. So listen, I'd be stuffed with this, but I bet you have something else.
Well, I have a little sweet, I have a lovely dessert that can be made ahead and is really easy. So you know you love Italian food, panna cotta means set cream. So this one's a wee bit different. There's lemon, and don't laugh, there's buttermilk in it.
Buttermilk?
Yes, but
really? Okay.
The main ingredients, so we have 400 mils of regular whipping cream, 200 mils of buttermilk, we have 100 grams of caster sugar, vanilla pod, I have in that, you can use vanilla extract, and really important, the zest of a lemon. You bring that to the boil, and then you soak 5 leaves of gelatin in cold water, add that into your hot cream mixture. That's your panna cotta made. It's one of the easiest desserts you'll ever make.
Be careful, please,
with the panna cotta or with the gelatin, because if you use too much, it'll bounce off the wall and come back to you. You want it lovely and kind of soft, and you can make this, and this will keep in the fridge for 4 or 5 days.
Right. So off the wall and come back to you.
Yeah.
The buttermilk
is beautiful. It gives lovely acidity. Now, you can use fresh milk, of course, and you can use coconut milk, but definitely cream is what you use.
But you're saying the buttermilk is better.
I like it, and I think it's one of these things that is a really, really good for your gut digestion. Honestly, it is very good for your stomach. So the buttermilk, and of course, most people might have it from their wheaten bread. Try it. Don't be nervous of it. It's beautiful. Trust me, it is beautiful.
Okay, I like
the zest of lemon.
Yeah.
So with that, then, we're going to talk about some fruits. So we've mentioned Pat Clark many times, and we've mentioned a man, Des Jeffers. Hmm. I think he grows the most beautiful blackcurrants, because there's very few blackcurrant growers in Ireland. He's based in Wexford. But what Simply Better have done, very, very clever, they have joined the two together, and what now in the supermarkets and Dunnes you can get their frozen berries, frozen. And what I'm going to share with you is a compote, which you can serve with granola, with yogurt, with porridge, for breakfast, for pancakes, but we're serving it with the panna cotta. So what you do is you bring some apple juice to the boil, you put in some ground cinnamon, a little bit of vanilla extract, a tablespoon of caster sugar, and then when that comes to the boil, you throw in those frozen berries. You let it come to the boil, and then you just switch it off. Honestly,
leave it to simmer.
Yes, Well, switch it off completely. You don't need to. All you're doing is just defrost them and just warming them up together.
Yes, I suppose.
That will keep for easily 10 to 12 days at least in your fridge, because I have some in my fridge as I'm talking to you.
Okay.
And I would serve that if I make porridge, if I do a Bertram muesli, which is kind of like a soaked muesli, but with the panna cotta, it's delicious.
Yeah, that sounds lovely.
So, two desserts in one. The panna cotta, lovely on its own, a couple of berries. Try and do the little compote, the poached berries, and if you want with the poached berries, you can put that onto meringue, you can put that with ice cream,
yes.
You can serve that with sorbet.
Which do you favour?
All of the above.
Okay, yeah, man, fair enough. Yeah.
With the buttermilk panna cotta, I think it's a match made in heaven. And the key, just for your listeners, if you go to the trouble of making a panna cotta, set them in a little Dariel mould. Or you can do it in a teacup, okay, there's no problem.
Oh.
But I want to unmold mine. So a Dario mold, you literally put the Dario mold, the base of it, into boiling water for 10 seconds, no more. And then you unmold it and then put it onto the plate. The key into a panna cotta is taking it out of the fridge about 15, 20 minutes before you're going to eat it, and then have the berries. They can be made 3 or 4 days, even a week ahead, no problem.
Right.
But your panna cotta, have it at room temperature, your berries, and then serve that, if you want to, with a little bit of biscotti, and that is or cantuccini, they're called in Tuscany. You'd know all
cantuccini. Biscuits, yeah.
Yeah, the biscuits, and that is a beautiful dessert. It's light, it's summery. You're using really good berries from two Irish growers. You can use fresh, by the way, strawberries and raspberries,
of course,
and poach them.
They're selling strawberries on the road now again.
They are, and you know, something I didn't realise, that Pat Clark, who I've mentioned maybe 1,000 times in your programme, he's one of my food heroes, but he would supply 50% of the fruit to some of those growers.
What do you mean?
They're all picked by hand, so this is the time of year. The weather's going to be beautiful this weekend, please God.
That's right.
So try this. You'll not be in the kitchen all day. That's the key. Enjoy the nice weather.
Yes.
Good for the mind, good food for the body too.
Before we go any further, where can this go wrong if I have a go at it? Where can I go wrong here?
Okay, the only thing that you can go wrong is the gelatin. The compote is pretty foolproof. Honestly, the prawns, the only way it can go wrong is if you totally overcook the prawns, because they'll be like rubber. So they go in at the last minute. So you soften your onion, you soften your garlic.
But they're only cooking for a couple of minutes, aren't they?
Exactly. That's it, because you either get them, which they're already cooked, you're warming them up, or you get the raw langoustines, which are a little bit more expensive out of the shell.
Yeah.
That's the key. They're not in the shell. And you can actually do this, with some lovely crab claws, because there's a big...
Oh, I love crab claws.
Yeah, there's a big, or crab toes, I love that word. There's a big promotion now within Ireland for Irish Irish crab and the brown crab. So you could get some lovely crab claws, put them in there. You do love your fish, don't you, Marty?
I'm getting there.
Prawns, yeah.
I'm getting there. Well, I love prawns and crab claws are lovely as well. Yeah, yeah. As long as it doesn't... As long as it doesn't look like a fish, I'm happy with it. Do you know what I mean?
Well, trust me, it won't. But you know what? It's quick and it's delicious, and this isn't spicy. And I was thinking, it's something nice and light for this time of year. Thank God the weather is lovely.
Yes.
Keeping us all in good form to the best we can be. And,
exactly.
I think these are two beautiful recipes. I hope you're listening.
Lovely.
Try them.
Well, listen. Thank you for those.
Look, pleasure.
Stay safe and don't be playing football with young fellas. Because they run you ragged now.
I'm a disaster. I can't even blame Connor. I mean, we were just playing. I just slipped. I didn't bang into anything.
Surely.
I heard something snap or break, and I said, oh, God, what have I done? Yeah, so.
Well, Nevin, can we send you any food or anything? Are you all right?
Send me a hug, and that's all.
You'll get one eventually from us.
Don't worry. Well, virtual hug.
Well, exactly. Now, a reminder, lads, it's prawns with chorizo and garlic, and then the buttermilk and lemon panna cotta with somewhere berry compote, and that's available Marty in the Morning on the webpage. All Nevin's recipes are there, and this one is there as well. Nevin, listen, that's a joy. We've
been
finding something to play. Why no? Chuck Berry. We could play Chuck Berry, couldn't we? It's the only thing I can think of. Chuck Berry. No particular. Oh, do you know what? For the time that's in it, there's a great song by Chuck Berry called No Particular Place to Go, because that's exactly where we are at the moment.
You're making me laugh, and it's painful when I laugh. You're some boy.
Sorry about that. Listen, keep the faith, and God bless all of
you. You look after yourself, my friend.
Just bye bye.
Keep cooking.
Bye.
I'll try. Riding along in my automobile. My baby beside me at the wheel. I stole a kiss at the turn of a mile. My curiosity running wild. Cruising and playing the radio. With no particular place to go. Riding along in my automobile. I was anxious to tell her the way I feel. So I told her softly and sincere. And she leaned and whispered in my ear. Cuddling more and driving slow. With no particular place to go. Particular place to go. So we parked way out on the Kokomo. The night was young and the moon was gold. So we both decided to take a stroll. Can you imagine the way I felt? I couldn't unfasten a safety belt. Riding along in my calaboose. Still trying to get her belt to loose. All the way home I held a grudge for the safety belt that wouldn't budge. Cruising and playing the radio with no particular place to go.